This is Moments with Foo with James Foo Torres, better known as Foo, the show that takes you around the world to share interviews with some of the most successful and relevant people on the planet, hear their stories, and get the most important business lessons they have learned on their road to success, and get exclusive advice on how to implement their success into your life and business. Moments with Foo is brought to you by the Strategic Advisor Board and your host, Foo.
Hello and welcome to Moments with Foo. I'm your host, James Foo Torres, but you can call me Foo. It's the name of the show. And today I have Nick Tinch. He's a real estate investor. He goes to communities like where he was raised, like, kind of like hood and low-income communities, and fix up a lot of the houses, fix up even land, create sewage. He does a lot of cool stuff to improve greatly the areas that really need that improvement. So I'm gonna let him tell you more about that, but first, Nick, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, man? Thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate it, man. Thank you.
No worries. I mean, looking forward to get into this conversation. So let's kick it off with a quick introduction about yourself and your company.
Yeah, basically I'm Nick Tinch with Tinch Real Estate and Construction Group. We have five business models that we talk about that we work out of. We fix and flip houses. We build new houses from the ground up. We clear land. We can clear acreage. We put in sewer and water line. And then we also too do custom homes for people. So let's say you, Foo, you'll call me. You say, hey, man, I want you to I want to build a house in Texas or Florida. We'll basically work with you and from the beginning to the end and custom build your house, design it for you. And go from there.
I like that. Custom built. I mean, who doesn't?
yeah, man. And also too, we can do it if you're in another country. So let's say if you're in another country and you're looking to build, you know, a house in the States or anywhere, we can do it that way as well too. Yep. So while you're living overseas somewhere, we can build you a custom house in another state here, work with you.
Nice. So you are very optimized for remote and
reading. Oh yeah.
Do everything from anywhere in the world.
Yes, sir. Yep.
I like that. Yeah. So let's talk about, I want to do like a quick thing before we start getting into tips and advice. I wanted to do about, like, you know, there's the interest rates and all this battle, right? Like, I want to get a little bit of your input on the market first.
And the market.
We'll get into some value.
Okay. All right, man, that's crazy to say it because the market is interesting right now. Rates are a little bit higher than they were, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. But it's pretty normal due to the economy, the American economy and the global economy, right? So, and most banks have to make money. It doesn't justify them charging high rates. Now, as a real estate investor, we are used to, you know, paying high interest rate to move money or to borrow money, you know. But as a, you know, you look at it as a consumer, right? A homeowner, a new young couple looking to buy a house, it can kind of price them out, you know, on things like that. So you just have to be kind of mindful that the rates are going to drop probably maybe to 5.5, 5.7, somewhere around there, maybe in the fives, but I don't think it's going to go below that, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, based on what I'm seeing, I mean, it's all about offer and demand, like everything. And there's so many people trying to get houses and not many houses. And that's why new developments is a big thing because, I mean the houses are going up the market pretty fast. And then finding what you want is difficult. So having somebody that can custom build you a house like you and all that is something that is extremely, extremely valuable in all the, like, being able to develop some areas that, like, there's an abandoned house or some land that needs to get cleaned up. There's a lot of rats or things like that, right? That's an example.
Yeah.
And having someone like you to come in and clean up that's something that helps a lot. And on that note, I want to talk about how do you make sure that you're best serving the community and not making these low income places then unaffordable for the low income people, right? Like, I kind of want to get your thoughts on that.
That, man, that's a good question, because with areas that I grew up in, you know, and things like that, I was, you know, I think the best way to do that is you can only, the house can only be valued at so much. So let's say if you find a house for like 50 or 60,000, you put 100,000 into it, the house can only price so much. So like now you have areas like California, Seattle, those are very expensive markets. So you can't really cap a house. But in the market that I work in, the DC, the Maryland, Virginia, the Florida market, those houses actually can be capped. So that's kind of a safe net, right? Because most, let's say young folks, I got nieces that are 27 years old, from 20, you know, from 27 all the way down. So like she, a lot of young couples will get FHA loans, right? So FHA is only going to approve you for a certain amount. They're not going to allow you to overbuy, if that makes sense. So that right there should actually, some to a certain degree, keep that neighborhood. But the comps are going to come back and tell you what they should be.
Yeah. But then the comps can all go up if you fix it, enough of the houses, and then
if you fix enough of the houses, definitely the house is going to change. But a lot of times it's not going to go up. Like the houses, the communities that I work in, they wouldn't go from a $200,000 house to like a $500,000 house. They wouldn't do that. So the communities I work in, they stay in that range of basically the value of it, right? They just need money put into the house. So but yeah, I don't work in communities or neighborhoods. I'm not doing it now. I may do it in the future, but I don't have it to where we buy a house for $100,000. Now it's worth $1 million. You know what I mean? Like, I don't work in communities like that. You know, that'd be crazy to do that. But now it's something where, and some people that do, some people buy a house for maybe $400,000 and they sell it for $2 million. You know, there are guys out there that's in this business that do that. That's not my business model. You know, very lucrative one, but it's not mine.
Yeah. I wanted to get your thoughts on that, because I see this house is going up so much, and new developments and new stuff, and just for my own sake and for the audience to learn about the perspective of somebody that it's has a you have the your hand on the pulse, right? Like, or you have the pulse on this market, right? Because you're in it, and I thought it was good to kind of bring your perspective about that. So, thank you.
Yeah.
Now let's get into some actionable tips or advice, given your expertise. So, what are some things that you can tell the audience that they can take action right now that will help them, you know, either get their house or get into real estate investing, given that that's your expertise?
I would say Google, take as much free courses as you can. Partner with somebody, do what's called joint venture deals. So let's say you, Fo, like me and you, you're coming together, you say, okay, you may have the down payment, but I have the experience. So me and you'll come together and do what's called a JV deal, a joint venture deal. We're going to leverage my experience, and then we're going to leverage your money, your capital. And so we're going to end up working together on this deal, this one house. We're going to find a project together, and we're going to partner with it on it. And then we're going to split the money even 50-50, 60-40, whatever we come up with, right? So that's a couple of ways. You can Google information. You can take free courses, and then you can do what's called, you can do joint venture deals, to where you partner with someone with more experience, and then you can learn from them. Right, you know what I mean? So those are kind of a couple of ways to basically do. And I would say the four would be getting training, paying somebody to coach you. You know, I do coaching as well too. So I coach people in this space, and I love it. I love coaching, and so you know that's four ways right there. You know, yep.
That was good. I mean, I truly completely believe in joint venture partnerships, you know, your joint venture deals, doing JV all the way. I believe that we're stronger together. So
yeah, we are
partnering with people that can complement your skill sets, your resources,
yeah,
and come together as a team to be able to be more efficient. That's always, it's always good as long as you pick the right people.
Yeah, and everybody. Well, and I think that comes with experience and time. You know what I mean? Partnership and stuff like that. When I do a lot, that's a lot of things that I'm doing now in this season, joint venture deals. I partner with somebody. But I think also too, you know, it comes with experience, you know, learning how, you know, to read people, smoke them over. And it just comes with time. You have to be patient with yourself. You know, and be patient with the person too, you know, cause it's skill sets that you have as a commentator, broadcaster, you know, that I wouldn't even know to be in your space, but I'm like, hey man, I got like an extra 10 grand sitting around. Like, how can we expand, you know, your media organization? You know what I mean? Like, you know, so, but I would have to go off that, you know, and trust that. So, but there are so many ways you can partner, man, and do joint venture deals. And, I think that's probably one of the best ways to get into the real estate space or investing space.
Yeah, I agree. And to be honest, I mean, just any space
yeah.
that you go, this applies. If you don't have money for coaching, take advantage of all the free stuff out there, partner with the right people. And just learn by doing, right? Finding deals, start presenting deals to other people and see like, hey, this is a good deal. This is something. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that I do. I mean, and there's the marketing side of things too. It's like, well, can I then be good at the marketing side of things? Right? There's so many different areas on every industry, really, real estate especially, that there's so many different avenues you can get into real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I agree.
Is there any last one or two takeaways you would like to leave the audience with?
Yeah, man, I would say continue to go after your goals. We were talking about it prior to coming on. I always say you're gonna hear 100 no's, 100 no before you hear maybe one yes. Just because somebody tells you no, that doesn't mean that you're not good at what you want to do or you can't accomplish it. And I always say that there's always two sides. You got hot and cold. You know what I mean? So there's always good and evil. There's always, you know, something that's going to oppose you from going after your goals. So just stay focused on your goals, man. And I have problems in my business, you know, that I deal with daily or weekly, or I just, before we were on, I got a call from one of my guys that some permits came through. We've been waiting for these permits for 6 months. They're only supposed to take two. So you're going to face challenges in your business. You know, look at the challenges and smile and enjoy the small challenges, man. You know, and be thankful that you have them, because somebody wants to be where you are. You know, like, people love to be. I'm in my truck. This is why I work out of my truck. You know, I got an F450. Got to get my computer in here, my laptop, my printer. I can pull any size equipment I want. You know, I got high speed internet. So somebody would love to have my problems, you know. So I just thank God every day. Part of my success is my relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, to be honest with you, which I'm very, you know, happy about, you know, and being a believer, you know. But being a businessman, you know, I smoke cigars and drink whiskey, you know, but I'm a Christian businessman, you know, but the principles of my business is based on my faith. You know,
I like that. It seems like every successful person or most of successful people I've met, they talk about God
really, you need it. And here's the thing I want to say is, regardless of whoever, I got friends of mine that believe differently, totally differently from me. I got friends that are Muslim, that are Catholic, that don't believe, and some that do. But we have so many common grounds, you know what I mean? So, you know, I see God through Jesus Christ. Some of my friends see God through another space and or through another faith, and that's okay. You know, so, but I think having a faith in your business and that level of integrity, it helps grow your business, man. It helps sharpen you as a businessman, as a businesswoman, you know, And then, cause you end up meeting so many people, you know, you being a commentator in media, I can only imagine the type of people that you run into interviewing and, you know, like talking to, you know, so, you know, but, you know, it's just, you have to have a relationship, you know, with God, man. However you may view the creator, you know what I mean? However you may view it, you have to have that relationship, you know? So.
Yeah, I believe in that. I had, like, probably most people that goes to college, that like, a time that you're like, do I really believe in God? I mean, because you start learning about science, you start learning about all these things, and you're like, but then as I went into my entrepreneurial journey, I needed an anchor, something that grounds me, something that I can put my faith and my trust in, that is bigger than anything
bigger than you
that I can think of, you know, bigger than me, bigger than
the
individual in here.
Going
to the source.
It's
a thing. So I'm not a religious person, really. Mm-hmm. I do. Okay. I was raised Catholic, and I still, you know, I believe in Jesus Christ, and you know, I'm coming up to my own conclusions. And just, you know, I hear about the Bible. I hear from different religions, and I get educated so I can come up with my own conclusions and accept certain things as my reality, right? Because I don't think there's like an ultimate reality that it's the reality that it's the true reality or whatever. I don't believe in that. I think reality changes depending on the people, and we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So we don't even have the capacity to understand what that is. We just have
rationalize. You know? That's good. That's crazy. That's good. That's good. Because we don't. Like, when you look at how is the universe even evolving around the sun and existing and staying in total submission to where it's been placed? And we are on Earth talking to each other right now and not flying everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, so you, when you talk about trying to either even understand that level of creation, but having that anchor, that's how I look at it, man. And I'm, you know, I graduated high school reading on a second grade reading level. I graduated with ADHD, dyslexia. I graduated with a special diploma. My life has not been easy. I have lived on my own since I've been 16. I mean, I was raised with food stamps, single parent household. My mom's dad and my mom's older brother helped raise me. They were the father figures in my life. I had my mom, my grandmother, my dad's mom, my mom's mom, and my mom's sister who raised me. I was raised by four women. And my dad has 11 kids, you know, from six different women. And I'm saying all that to be from six, and I'm saying all that to say is, like, you know, my life is about, man, no matter where you come from. I mean, like, you know, I end up getting my college degree. You know, I have a little, you know, I have some success. But my success and where I've come from is actually a gift. I finally realized it at the age of 44 in my life, that everything that I have experienced, that what we call success, has actually been a gift from God. And how you treat that success is how he replenishes it or give you more. So I have learned to be very humble and grateful, even just talking to you today, you know what I mean? And so, you know, but I tell people, it's like, you're not going to achieve anything in your life thinking that's going to come to you easy. You're just not, bro. I'm going to tell you that it's not going to happen. Like, get some good friends around you, do as much work as you can, study as much as you can, develop yourself, believe in yourself, because people are not going to believe you. I got people now that still question me. Right, I got two patents that I've created, a utility and a design patent with the U.S. Trademark Office. I've written 12 books. I sit on boards. I've created, you know, success and wealth, and people still doubt me. So I always tell people, so who are you that they're going to doubt you? Like, you cannot, and you have to move with pure intentions. You know what I mean? So move with just the right heart to help people and want to see other people succeed. So if people, I got friends that are doctors and people doubt them, you know, so it doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to be, you know, you can be whatever. I got people that are teachers that, you know, have, you know, I got mentors that are janitors, you know, that, you know, but, and people doubt them. So it doesn't matter. You're always going to be doubted. Someone's going to question your ability to achieve and overcome. But if you stay within yourself and focus on that character you have and that developing character, man, it's like ward off a duck's back.
Yeah. I like to say, I love the holistic growth concept, which mm-hmm. starts with the self-development. And yep. and that's what I tell people all the time is prioritize yourself, develop yourself, take care of yourself physically, mentally, spiritually. Yep. Make sure you have good relationships around you. You even mentioned that. And once you have those things, now you can teach others based on mm-hmm. the experience that you've had. And that will resonate with people that maybe see life similar than you, maybe have similar mm-hmm. values than you. And yeah. that's that they like, okay, given that we have similar values and you have this mm-hmm. success that I want to have, then yes, I mm-hmm. want to learn from you. And that's when the coaching comes into play. And mm-hmm. and that's my advice to people. And seems like we're very, very aligned on that. Just take care of yourself first, then being able to take care of other people and enjoy the little things, enjoy the challenges. Because if you have challenges, mm-hmm. that means that
you're doing something.
You're blessed enough to have those puzzles, I would like to call them, that you can solve mm-hmm. because you're in that position in life that you are able to solve this, and that's why you're getting handed these puzzles, so to speak.
Mm. I never looked at it like that as a puzzle, man. Thank you for that, because I'm facing a challenge now, man. To be honest with you, with work and stuff, but I love it. I have learned to accept them and like, okay, how can we as a team work this out? How can I become better as a leader? How can I save money, right? And how can I not make maybe this mistake or go down this path again? And sometimes you end up hitting that path again. But, you know, I like that thing that you said that, you know, it's handed to you as a puzzle for you to figure out. I like that.
Yeah. We don't have problems. We have puzzles.
I like that.
I heard that from somebody, or saw it somewhere in the internet. And I was like, nice. This is something that I'm going to be using now. No problems. Got puzzles that I need to solve.
Puzzles.
That's it.
I like it.
That's it.
I like it, man.
It's been good to have a conversation with you. I got me to think a couple things that I've been working on, and the focus, just kind of leave with that to the audience, for me has been to build a community, a collective, mm-hmm. I call it, where I believe that the future is collective. Like we that's how we're moving now that we're so connected.
Yep.
In kind of getting over the internet's not new anymore. So now, mm-hmm. now people are starting to have like healthy boundaries and all that, and mm-hmm. building community is something that is a big thing right now. And then serve mm-hmm. that community. And you talked about mm-hmm. community and how you serve your community. And my biggest challenge, or my biggest puzzle, right, that I'm solving right now is how do I identify my people, which I think I'm getting very good at that part, but then how to being like a community that also needs to have some paid component. Like I'm thinking about maybe having like a free component, then a paid component, so I can still like route some value to people that just can't afford it, and that's okay. But mm-hmm. then have people that are committed to the process, paid into that, and then develop things, right? Like if it's in real estate and coming in and develop doing that, and also doing retreats that are transformational for people, so that way mm-hmm. they can transform themselves and now mm-hmm. be something good for the world, right? Like we've been talking about. So that's my biggest puzzle right now, mm-hmm. and you got me to think about a couple of things based on that. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. No problem.
If people are looking to connect with you, how can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram. It's nick.t.tinch, T-I-N-C-H. I'm on TikTok. It's Nick Tinch, at Nick Tinch. Facebook. I have websites out there. I have my books are on Amazon. I have 12 books out there. If you go into Amazon and the search engine on Amazon and put my name, Nick Tinch, I pop up. My books pop up. They're like $4.99. You know, I have the training. I have an online training course for $99. And then I coach people one-on-one. You know, you can reach out to me through social media, me and my team, and I can coach you one-on-one. But the ultimate goal, man, is generational wealth and education, especially for husbands and wives. I'm big on that family, you know, partners. I think I'm big on that because I think if you as your household understand the value of real estate, and also, too, it evens the playing field. Real estate is one of those careers and side passive income jobs that you can have on the side from your real job, that it helps level the playing field, that you can buy extra stuff, you can do extra things, and that's one thing I enjoy about it. So I don't care if the person is a lawyer, a doctor, engineer, the multimillionaire guy. Real estate gives you the knowledge base and the income that can compete with him. And that's one thing I love about this, because it can take the ordinary person, the average Joe Blow, and turn him into a mogul, you know, by just doing some of the practices that me and a lot of other real estate investors and content creators are doing, right? That's one of the reasons I love this business, man. It really can help you transform your life. And even how you think in business practices and how you do business. You learn so many operational things. You learn about, you know, market trends and neighborhoods and comps and ARVs and, you know, so it really helps in all areas of your life when it comes to real estate.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, even for tax purposes, even for just like, you know, generational wealth, all these different things. Mm-hmm. That real estate is something that it's, if you make money, it just makes sense. So everybody should look into real estate. First, you can either use it as a job and make money, or mm-hmm. if you want to do something else as a career, then do that mm-hmm. something else, and then use it as just investing, partner with people that you can give your money, and then you know that they're going to make you more money. Make sure that you are aware of the taxes. So not mm-hmm. everybody sees, like, accounts and the taxes are very good with that. So given that I'm a CMO of three companies right now in the accounting space, I'm always big into the taxes. So make sure that you are taking the tax advantages. Awesome. So that's my main gig. Like this is a way to connect with people, add more value to other business owners and people in general, and to mm-hmm. and to then connect with people, build relationships that will get me eventually either for my community, for mm-hmm. my fractional CMO work with accountants, or also like just now like the coaching and things that I am mm-hmm. also getting into. Even my experience of achieving what I've achieved so far, which, you know, been 3 years now. It's about to be 3 years mm-hmm. since I'm full time doing this, and mm-hmm. you know, doing marketing and in the podcast. I've been doing it for 2 years now. So,
nice, awesome.
But awesome. Nick, it was a pleasure to have you here. I'm glad the technology was in our side and we were able to record
this. Exactly. We worked it out, man. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it. Like I say, you guys can find me on social media. Just Google me. And just, I would tell, leave people with this, man. Just please keep chasing your goals. Like, please keep believing in yourself. Please continue to trust that small voice that you can't explain. You know, that people think that you're like, all right, well, you see the CMM, the CMO, and it's like, why are you going to the broadcast? You know what I mean? It's like, it's that voice and that feeling that you have that you can't explain to people. And that's what people see now. It's like, I was told by close members, family members, that I wasn't a writer or author. You know, I was told that I wasn't a businessman. And I wouldn't be here talking to you if I believed what people said and versus what I knew I was or I am. So just continue to push forward. Don't give up on yourself. And when you need, sometimes ask people for help. And when I say ask people for help, not in the sense of like financially, but if you need to talk to somebody, you need a close friend, you know, go sit and have a soda, a glass of wine or something, you know, and walk on the beach, you know, clear your mind. You know, you have to continue to pour into yourself. I do what's called grounding work. I take my shoes off and I walk in the grass, man.
I do that every single day.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I do grounding work, man. So, I smoke cigars. I grab a cigar and I just walk around in my yard or I lay in the grass and my neighbors will pass by. All my neighbors are older. They'll pass by. They'll be like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm just laying in the grass and then you can be in the middle of the day. They be listening.
Look,
like,
yeah, yeah. I do the same thing. I do yoga.
It does something to me. Yeah.
But yeah, man. I mean, we have a lot of similarities. I'm glad that we like connected with the earth too. So it's
yeah, nice. You gotta be, man. Like you know, you gotta have that spiritual connection, man. So I do a lot and I got these big trees in my yard. So I'll be under the tree, laying in the grass, man. Just thinking, meditating. You know, being silent. You know, it's okay to be silent and hear your thoughts. You know, don't be afraid of your own thoughts. But thank you so much, man, for having me. I go into that whole spiritual thing that I'm in, man. But yeah, if you need anything, let me know. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you, Paul. I really appreciate it, man. You taking your time to interview me and being on your platform. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, let's stay connected. I have your number, and we'll definitely check something out, see if we can get to start developing some communities and
exactly
some things too, right?
Exactly. So,
excited for that. That's why I do this. I call it like networking with authority.
Yeah.
Like, let me have you in my show. Let me, you know, like, let's have a conversation that is valuable that we can record and then let's give a way for people to connect with us. And that's it. Right?
Yeah.
That's all it is. So thank you, Nick. It's been a pleasure to have you here. And this was Nick Tinch and Fu, and this is us signing off. Peace.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Moments with Fu with your host, Fu. Please leave your feedback and visit strategicadvisorboard.com to get the latest and greatest business advisement on the planet. Follow us on social media for updates, and we will see you on the next episode.